Welcome, Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 129. Apple Music announces spatial audio with Dolby Atmos and will bring lossless audio to entire catalog. Let's go to the show. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter. Personally and professionally, we will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss Monday's announcement that Apple Music is bringing industry-leading sound quality to subscribers with the addition of spatial audio with support for Dolby Atmos. I'm very passionate about using lossless music, as I have a national radio show where music quality is important. I have addressed lossless music in previous podcasts, which are available at macminutes.blubrry.net. Let's discuss Apple's announcement, starting with spatial audio. Spatial audio gives artists the opportunity to create immersive audio experiences for their fans with true multidimensional sound and clarity. Apple Music subscribers will also be able to listen to more than 75 million songs in lossless audio, the way that artists created them in the studio. These new features will be available for Apple Music subscribers starting next month at no additional cost. Oliver Schuster, Apple's Vice President of Apple Music and Beats, said, "Apple Music is making its biggest advancement ever in sound quality. Listening to a song in Dolby Atmos is like magic. The music comes from all around you and sounds incredible. Now we are bringing this truly innovative and immersive experience to our listeners with music from their favorite artists like J Balvin, Gustavo Dudamel, Ariel Grande, Maroon 5, Kacey Musgraves, The Weeknd, and so many more. Subscribers will also be able to listen to their music in the highest quality with lossless audio. Apple Music, as we know it, is about to change forever," he finished. Next, let's talk about spatial audio with support for Dolby Atmos. Apple is bringing spatial audio with support to Dolby Atmos to Apple Music. Dolby Atmos is a revolutionary immersive audio experience that enables artists to mix music so the sound comes from all around and from above. By default, Apple Music will automatically play Dolby Atmos tracks on all AirPods and Beats headphones with an H1 or W1 chip, as well as built-in speakers in the latest versions of iPhone, iPad, and Mac. Apple Music will be adding new Dolby Atmos tracks constantly and will be curating a special set of Dolby Atmos playlists to help listeners find the music they love. In addition, albums that are available in Dolby Atmos will have a badge on the detail page for easy discovery. At launch, subscribers can enjoy thousands of songs in spatial audio from some of the world's biggest artists and music across all genres, including hip-hop, country, Latin, pop, and classical. Apple Music is working with artists and labels to add new releases and the best catalog tracks. As more artists begin to create music specifically for a spatial audio experience, together, Apple Music and Dolby are making it easy for musicians, producers, and mix engineers to create songs in Dolby Atmos. Initiatives include doubling the number of Dolby-enabled studios in major markets, offering educational programs, and providing resources to independent artists. Kevin Yeaman, Dolby Laboratories President and CEO, said, "Today marks the introduction of Dolby Atmos on Apple Music, a new music experience that is transforming how music is created by artists and enjoyed by their fans. We are working with Apple Music to make Dolby Atmos widely available to all musicians and anyone who loves music," he finished. Let's now talk about lossless audio. Apple Music will also make its catalog of more than 75 million songs available in lossless audio. Apple uses ALAC, A-L-A-C, commonly referred to as Apple Lossless Audio Codec, to preserve every single bit of the original audio file. This means Apple Music subscribers will be able to hear the exact same thing that the artist created in the studio. To start listening to lossless audio, subscribers using the latest version of Apple Music can turn it on in Settings, go to Music and Audio Quality. Here they can choose different resolutions for different connections, such as cellular, Wi-Fi, or for download. Apple Music's lossless tier starts at CD quality, which is 16-bit at 44.1 kHz, and goes up to 24-bit at 48 kHz, and is playable natively on Apple devices. For the true audiophile, Apple Music also offers high-resolution lossless all the way up to 24-bit at 192 kHz. CD quality or vinyl is all I use for my personal and broadcast radio show. I'll start with a simple analogy. A commercial artist's CD is the representation of a pie. The music quality on a CD is generally accepted as the best quality a listener can hear. This is considered uncompressed music. When you buy music from a streaming service, you are buying compressed music, like getting 2 to 3 pieces of the pie. When the file is compressed, music data is lost, especially in the high ranges. In many settings, such as a gym or driving, the difference is subtle. At home or in a quiet setting, a difference is noted. I'll take this one step further before we go on. When you buy a commercial CD, you have a lasting, tangible recording of the artist's music, which can be passed on to a relative, given away, or donated. In any of those cases, someone else will enjoy the music you purchased. With a downloaded file, in most cases, when a person passes, the music file is no longer accessible. You may wonder why these reputable providers sell you compressed files. The best motive I can tell you is the size of the files are very large in comparison, and the devices you have to buy to store the uncompressed music versions have to be capable of large data storage. Now, Apple has the storage to provide lossless music. I am glad Apple is now providing quality music. Unfortunately, many of the devices, the difference won't be noticed due to either its usage or the device. The fancy new AirPods Max headphones, which cost around $550, don't support the new lossless format. Neither do AirPods Pro or regular AirPods. Yes, I own them all, and they are convenient, and I love them dearly. But when I want to listen to lossless music, I am using corded high-quality headphones or speakers accompanied with a superb audio amplifier. Let's now delve deeper to answer some of the audio characteristics. CDs are recorded with two channels of 44.1 kHz samples per second of 16 bits per sample. The Nyquist-Shannon theorem states that frequency reproduction is less than half of the sampling frequency. Therefore, the CD standard of 44.1 kHz was established to reproduce the higher range of human hearing of 20 kHz. It is generally accepted that humans can hear from 20 cycles per second at the lowest to 20,000 cycles at the highest. Cycles or frequencies are called hertz, abbreviated HZ, and 1,000 of them is abbreviated K for kilo, so we say 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz. So if it takes 20 pieces of information to describe the lowest frequency and 20,000 pieces of information to describe the highest frequencies, there is 1,000 times more information in the highest frequencies. If a file is undergoing lossy compression, the information needs to be removed. The most obvious place to remove sounds is where they are most dense, at the higher frequencies. As the compression ratio increases, sounds are removed, beginning with the higher frequencies, then moving to the lower frequencies. The first perception of loss is in percussion instruments, like cymbals, hi-hat cymbals, and snare drums are not crisp, start to splatter, become fuzzy, then weak. As compression ratios increase, the general sound becomes muddy, then mid-bass becomes muddy. There are websites that will allow you to compare the differences. Again, you need the proper equipment to do so. The new Apple services are welcomed, and I look forward to the production of devices that will maximize the audio quality. That is my story for this week. I'd urge you to join the Facebook Mac Minutes podcast group, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. If you have a question or an idea for a podcast, please reach me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we post news and events are on social media, Twitter, and Facebook. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Overcast, Chartable, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon as we venture onward on the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. I hope you have a great week ahead, and we'll talk to you next week.